Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw Daddy crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
That's Canned Heat bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Andrew Sherman back on the show, and his friend and our new friend Elizabeth Vasquez, the co-author. They co-authored the book Buying for Impact: How to Buy from Women and Change the World. Thanks again, folks, for hanging out with us. Andrew, I wanted to ask you a quick question, and then I want to get Elizabeth back in here with another one. When, in terms of societies, the different ethical differences between the East and the West, the way different countries feel about the genders and et cetera. How does that? How does this program that you guys are working on? How does this transport across borders?
Well, I got to tell you, Jim, I was shocked. About 5 years ago, Elizabeth and I were hosting a We Connect event out in Tyson's Corner, and I think Elizabeth, you probably still remember this. And we were actually hosting a group of women-owned companies in the UK, Scotland, and Ireland. Hmm. And they were sharing stories of how, you know, even in this day and age, they were expected by their husbands to stay in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah.
You would, you know, when we think about these issues of not having, you know, equal access to the supply chain, we're often thinking about developing economies and places where, you know, conditions are still very oppressive to women. But these kinds of attitudes are going on even in the countries that look and sound like our own. So I just want to break that myth before we run out of time this morning, that the work of WeConnect, while it is very strong in developing countries, they've also got some work to do in Canada and Australia and the UK.
Well, it kind of puts, Elizabeth, it also kind of puts in perspective the progress we've made here in the United States too, hasn't it? Doesn't it?
It has. I think we should be really proud of how much we've accomplished. But even here, you talk with women business owners, and they're still not real clear on where should they go to compete for larger opportunities. So, and they're also looking for global access. So they're having to compete at a different level, at a global level, to stay competitive, and they need good partners in other countries to give them the representation, the lower pricing, and the new market access, since 95% of the consumers are outside of the U.S.
Right, exactly.
So they're looking to remain and be more competitive.
Well, and I support an organization that Terry Neese works on, has developed and founded, about helping women in third world countries get their businesses going. She's working with specifically women in Rwanda and Afghanistan. And when you hear their stories, you know, it's the kind of story every woman who's can pursue their career as they want to in America should hear the stories of those women. Elizabeth, before we wrap up, I wanted to ask you, you know, I'm looking forward to the day when we don't have to talk about social media as a strategy. We just go to market with all of our resources. I'm looking forward to a day when we don't have to talk about vendor diversity, because there isn't anything that makes us talk about that. Anybody who shows up qualified gets the business.
Agreed. That is exactly why we exist, is to put ourselves out of business. We need to have a point of time when everyone whoever offers the best product and the best service with the best total value gets the job. But right now, women aren't showing up in the sourcing events. Whether it's their issue or the buyer's issue, they need to work together to be more efficient in finding the best of the best out there. And right now, we really don't have the best options, and we all suffer when we don't have the best solutions to the challenges we face.
One of the things that's been the consensus of every woman expert that I've talked to on the show, all of them women, is that if I could give them one thing, I've decided that based on all the conversations I've had, that if I could give a woman one thing, I wouldn't give her money or contacts or more business. I would give her more self-confidence. What do you think about that, Elizabeth?
Self-confidence is one of the key elements to having a woman be successful in business. So you do have to have that, but at the end of the day, these women really do have to sell their stuff. It's about money. It's a $70 trillion economy, and women don't have enough of it. So I think it's not either or. I think you have to have both.
But it is part of the whole picture, though, isn't it?
It is. You have to be confident that what you're offering is valuable, that you are providing some type of solution.
And that you're justified in being there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Elizabeth, give us the website one more time, please.
WeConnectInternational.org, and I would just want to thank you, Jim and Andrew, for this wonderful opportunity.
My pleasure. We got more to talk about. You got more to teach us. We're going to get you guys back again another day. Andrew, thanks for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on the book.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jim, for having us.
See you, buddy. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Elizabeth Vasquez, congratulations on the book. Come back again real soon and keep up the good work. And in the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.